Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Puppies for sale. A farmer had some puppies he needed to sell. He painted a sign advertising the pups and set about nailing it to a post on the edge of his yard. As he was driving the last nail into the post, he felt a tug on his overalls. He looked down into the eyes of a little boy. "Mister," he said, "I want to buy one of your puppies." "Well," said the farmer as he rubbed the sweat off the back of his neck, "these puppies come from fine parents and cost a good deal of money." The boy dropped his head for a moment, then reached deep into his pocket. He pulled out a handful of change and held it up to the farmer. "I've got 39 cents. Is that enough to take a look?" "Sure," said the farmer. And with that, he let out a whistle. "Here, Dolly," he called. Out from the doghouse and down the ramp ran Dolly, followed by four little fur balls. The little boy pressed his face against the chain link fence. His eyes danced with delight. As the dogs made their way to the fence, the little boy noticed something else stirring inside the doghouse. Slowly, another little ball appeared, this one noticeably smaller. Down the ramp it slid, then in an awkward manner, the little pup began hobbling toward the others, doing its best to catch up. "I want that one," the little boy said, pointing to the runt. The farmer knelt down on the boy's side and said, "Son, you don't want that puppy. He will never be able to run and play like these other dogs." With that, little boy stepped back from the fence, reached down, and began rolling up one leg of his trousers. In doing so, he revealed the steel brace running down both sides of his legs, attaching itself to a specially made shoe. Looking back at the farmer, he said, "You see, sir, I don't run too well myself, and he will need someone who understands." The world is full of people who need someone who understands. The end.